Welcome to Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, where we teach you to develop spiritual disciplines to connect with God and the calling He's placed on your life. So often we are wondering, well, God, what am I supposed to do? Or, God, I know what you called me to do, but how do I get started? And then there's that anxious question, God, I don't have time. Well, Hanging Out with Jesus podcast is designed to teach you the disciplines to connect with your calling. Hi, I'm the host, LaVita Brooks, and I'm about equipping and encouraging you to do the work of ministry through practicing spiritual disciplines that create space for you to connect with God and your calling. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, LaVita, because we are on a mission to advance the kingdom of God. Saints, I am still studying 1 Corinthians, and it's getting gooder and gooder. Okay, that's not a word, but it sounds so cool. Saints, it is. I'm just enjoying it. I really am. I'm learning a whole lot of nuggets, got new nuggets, you know. It's just good. And if you're also studying for 1 Corinthians, you know, let me know on LaVitaBrooks.com. I want to focus on something that is very helpful in studying the Bible that I haven't been talking about. I mean, really, really talking about, and that's journaling. I've mentioned it, but I really haven't been putting any emphasis in it. So today, I wanted us to take a deeper look into journaling. I want you to think of journaling as a place where you can write your thoughts, your pondering, your questions, your secret hidden thoughts, even the one about, I'm going to start exercising today. At least you can have it recorded. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't do it, you can have it recorded. You know, I enjoy being able to look back through my journals at where God has brought me from and what He is doing into my life now. You know, it reminds me that I'm not alone. Saints, God is faithful, and I have evidence of it in my journals. God is working everything for my good. God is always with me, even during the passing of my mother. You know, I have evidence recorded in my journal. God leading me towards my destiny, and so much more. It's a constant reminder that God has a reason for me to be alive. And if you're journaling, I know you see it also, because it's clear that we're here for a purpose. We're not here haphazardly. You know, we just showed up, you know, because of, you know, but we have a purpose. There's a reason for us being here. Even the way in which we got here, there's a reason for all that. So I thought this would be a good time, you know, especially at the ending of the summer. Children are back in school or are about to get back into school, for you to just go out and purchase a journal. You know, pick up one that you really like, one that feels good, and one where it lays flat, y'all. You want it to lay flat. So make sure it lays flat so you can write on each side, but it feels good. And the message on the front of it is just for you, or the picture is, it feels like it's just for you. So go and purchase a journal. And some of you will purchase a diary. That's cool. Or some of you can only purchase the composition book, because that's the closest thing you have to you right now. So do that. I even have journals that I sell at LaVitaBrooks.com. Check them out too. But what you want to do is you want to get one. And some of you don't like to write in journals. You like the electronic kind. There are a bunch of them out there as well. You can do that. Check those things out, y'all. But you need to record your life. You need to record what is happening so you can see the changes, so that you can see how God is moving in your life. It's just a reminder that God is, you know, He's working, y'all. He's working. So here are some things from my journal from chapter 1 and 2 of 1 Corinthians 6:14-21. Thought, this is some rich stuff. 6:16-21. Next steps, read chapter 1 in a different version. 6:22-21. But before I pass judgment, check myself and my church. Are we called to be holy, called into fellowship, and called to glorify God? If so, are we? Where are we lacking? Am I living up to my calling? Really? Have believers forgotten who we are again? 6:25-21. Who is Sosthenes? You know, I need to figure out how to pronounce that word. So that man's name. So let me look in my phone to see if I can figure out how to pronounce that man's name. Okay, here we go.
Sosthenes.
Ah, Sosthenes. Let me say that again.
Sosthenes.
Sosthenes. So 6:25-21. That's what I did. Who is Sosthenes? Because it was mentioned twice in Acts 18 and 1 Corinthians, but both times associated with Paul's ministry. The issue is we don't know if it's two different men or the same man. Sosthenes. All right. Now 6:30-21. The Corinth church consisted of Jews and Greeks, but also the learned and unlearned because of worldly standards. Wisdom. I wonder what it would be like to only see people as saved or unsaved. Nothing else. No political parties, sexes, races, social economics, body shapes, or whatever else, you know, we separate people by. But simply saved and unsaved. 7:2-21. I've heard a preacher say that preachers do like a dance on the pulpit when teaching. But Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:17 and 2:1, and I paraphrase, his preaching is a demonstration, not a performance. He preaches not to get the glory or fame, because in that the cross of Christ is emptied of its power, but so that people's faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Apply this. Be a demonstrator in word, deed, and in teaching the gospel. In 7:5-21, faith should not rest in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5. Now, that should give you a taste of what, you know, I've written inside my journal, and also an idea of what you can write in your journal. You know, your thoughts, what your next steps are, questions you have, statements that brought out extra questions or ideas, and statements that were applicable to your life. You need to be real and authentic and really bring out what you are thinking so that God can give you a response. As you notice, I never wrote down the responses that He gave me. I just wanted you to just get a taste. But the responses that He gave me were unique to me, just as they will be unique to you. Remember, you only share what the Holy Spirit touches you to share. You don't share everything that you write in your journal. You don't share everything that God is saying to you. Okay, Derek? No. No, there's some things that are just special fruit from the Word of God just for you. So let's practice the spiritual discipline of journaling. Let's just do some practicing right now. Now, if you're driving, no. Okay, I'm only talking to those people who are able to sit and have, you know, able to have their Bibles in front of them and can chill and write, okay? So stop what you're doing and get your Bible and journal. Or if you don't have a journal, a pad or a pad or something to write on and a pen. Because I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from the ESV, and I'm going to do it loud, and you can read along. You can mark in your Bible if you want to, if you have a study Bible, or, of scriptures that pop out to you. But the point is, once I read it, I want you to stop and just write down all the thoughts that come into your mind. All the things that are coming up, all the thoughts, the questions, just write it down, okay? Get your Bible and a comfy place to sit and write. Okay, here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. Now remember, y'all do remember that 1 Corinthians, this is Paul, right, speaking to the Corinthian believers, right? Okay, all right. So let me start over. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not implausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, just take some time and write down your thoughts. What questions come to mind? What thoughts? Just write them down. Don't get discouraged. Just relax into the writing. And even if you nothing comes to mind, then just listen. And when something does arise, then write it. So how is that? When you get the chance, look over what you've written to see what stands out. Did anyone write down things that had nothing to do with 1 Corinthians? You know, that happens. That happens. Sometimes journaling is a way to get things off your chest, you know? And one of the best times to journal, I found, is that at night, you know, you've laid your head on the pillow and then bam, all these thoughts just come flying from all over the place. So you pick up your journal and that's when you start writing everything down. You know, it's like you're giving your thoughts a place to settle and your thoughts feel like they're being validated. Because they're in your journal. Your journal, your secret hidden place for only God to see. And you, well, you know, because you wrote it down. So try it. And let me know how it turns out. You know, in the comment sections of this episode or on LaVitaBrooks.com. Now switching gears. I just want to let you know that I'm in the process of doing some changes to the blog and my online business because God is leading me more into trying to put the online business together. You know, I did that webinar in June and I liked it. I was kind of scared because, you know, the technology. Well, anyway, we got through it and it was all right. So, yeah, I just can't wait to see what God's got in store for the online business and how it's going to be a blessing to all of us, you know? Matter of fact, what is God doing in your life? Y'all send me a note or something at LaVitaBrooks.com/contact. Send me, you know, let me know what's going on in your life. Let me know if there's anything, you want me to talk about on the podcast. Oh, also, I am going to have Kim Avery as a guest in October talking with us about praying for our business. I'm also going to have CJ Hitz come in and talk to us. For those people who like to write, you know, you may have written a book or you got a book idea in your head. So he's going to come and talk to us about writing because I know many, many of you who are who listen to the podcast, do some type of writing. And then we're going to have Bob Grisher come talking to us about fathers praying for their sons. So all that is for like September and October. So make sure you get on the email list at LaVitaBrooks.com so you'll know when these are coming out. Now, Saints, we got to remember, we are the body of Christ who serve a faithful and powerful God by whom we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and have God's Spirit hanging out in our spirit every second of the day. God is with us. Ha! Oh, glory. Oh, you got to remember that. You got to remember that. Oh, so Saints, you know, don't forget to drop a review and rate the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Lord, help us never forget who you are and the God we serve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Till we meet again on the airways, continue to intentionally and daily hang out with Jesus. Shalom. I'm going to go to the hospital.